Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise, and I'm here with Dr. Andrea Best, and we're doing the On Alchemy series. And we just wanted to get real tonight about kind of like, I wanted to ask Dr. Andrea, like, so how's your pandemic treating you? How are you tonight?
Tonight, I'm feeling a little busted. I'm looking a little busted.
I lit a Reiki candle. My signature go-to like stress reliever is I have all these beautiful candles. And so to demarcate, like almost like going into my office part of my master bedroom, I put a screen up. I have a light that goes behind my computer. I have Reiki candles. And so I kept that going. In fact, I was going to light another one because it just gives me this sort of sense of peace and it connects me with my higher self, you know, because it's so easy, I think, during this time where each day kind of feels like the same day, like that movie Groundhog Day. What do you think? Yeah. Can you lean in again to your computer so I can hear you? Perfect.
What I'm experiencing is it seems like one day is like 3 days in one.
Yeah.
It may seem weird. It's like, I have so much to do.
Yeah.
And there's so many projects and so many patients. And before I can finish one thing, there's, you know, my assistant is calling.
Dr. Andrea, can you lean into your computer? I know we just restarted the show because there's technical difficulties. It's kind of ironic.
I know. So I'm leaning in.
Great.
My head is at the screen. I have a candle to my right and a candle to my left.
Okay, great. I can hear you now. I don't know if it's a microphone thing. So you were saying your assistant's helping you. So I think we were almost not even going to do this show, but we're like, wait a second. Everyone's in this together. In fact, my neighbor, I'm really fortunate. We have this sign up genius where if you get signed up, you can go swimming. They take your temperature. They do the release forms. And my neighbor who works in the industry, and she knows I'm at that cusp of like education meets, you know, our ascension media, which we'll talk a little bit about. We haven't really launched, but we have. She said to me, Denise, how do you handle? Do you ever have a tough day? Because I always like, she asked me tips and stuff. And I said, I do, but I have all these ways to kind of like mind hack, like stay focused, stay present. You know, you and I, we have to be warriors for our patients. Wouldn't you agree?
For our family members.
Yeah.
Loved ones. For ourselves. Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I've had in the last 48 hours, three emergencies, all different age ranges. And it literally was one of those situations where I felt like we were back at UCLA. You know, we trained there. One of those nights where you're like going to the ER and then you're like, you're pretending you got sleep and you didn't. And I just said to myself, okay, we're going to still, like, I really was like, we haven't done a show in a while. And you know why we haven't? One, we've had creativity, which I want to talk about that as like a secret sauce. But then I think as mothers, we both have like all of the parents and educators out there, we all just started the school year. So how is that going at your house? And I'll share a little bit about it, my house.
My daughter started high school and my son started college, both online. Mm-hmm. And my son is an architecture student. He needs a bit more space. The space that would work best for him is the space that works best for me, which is also the space that will work best for my daughter.
Oh, wow.
So, and we, you know, we're fortunate to have some space. However, there are Wi-Fi issues in certain areas of the house. And my daughter wanted to do all of her classes in her bedroom, in her bed. And I'm like, okay, this is not working. And,
right.
And then I tried to do my patients in my bedroom in a corner. And I felt like I was in a cave. And I'm like, no, this is not the energy I'm trying to put into these appointments. So...
Yeah.
So then we tried to rotate, but then my son felt, you know, as if we didn't quite understand the importance and why, and did no one understand how much work he has to do now. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that. Everyone is in need, and everyone is feeling pressure and feeling that someone doesn't.
Yeah. In my practice, the people who have executive functioning challenges, you know, they, when they came home from college, some of them were doing fine when it was in class, but then some people are thriving with independent learning, but the people who are having troubles, and like my son's in fifth grade, that executive functioning piece where you have to go from like a new class to a new Zoom to a new Google Classroom to a password to turning in your assignment. I mean, if you're in person and there's just a basket where you turn it in, or you just go to reading next, now they're trying to replicate that. I just wish they would just do it all in one class and just turn everything in the same place every single time to make another link for another thing. I literally, my son's IEP, I really had to throw a red flag. And I forgot last week, Andrea, that I was a doctor when I did this. I was a mom. I had my mom hat on, and there's something called the student study team. And I'm like, this is just not working. My son has an IEP. It's not their fault. It's the pandemic. The budget's cut. I think they lost $3 million. So he's not getting what he needs, but they're doing their best. I'm not mad at them. I'm just frustrated for my son. So I literally had like an emergency meeting. And then I have to tell you, laughter, I don't know how it is at your house, but laughter is like the best medicine. I told my son, let's just have fun. And then out of nowhere, he's like, hey, it's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise show. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah. And then he recorded it. It was so cute. Uh-huh. He just did it out of the blue. I'm like, oh, let's make a meme. So we took my Dr. Denise like front of the podcast show. And then I'm like, the family that memes together stays together. So, and then we started making funny videos, and it was really sweet. It was one of those days where you just want to like tell everyone no.
Right.
And somehow I just decided to create the space of happiness because, you know, he doesn't like school, but he still has to do it. We have to figure it out. I said, Kieran, all you really need to do is understand the core curriculum. We just need to get some reading, math, and science. I'm going to talk to them. And they were lovely. They really, you know, I have such compassion for any teacher out there that's trying to do these Zooms with 25 to 30 kids. And I don't know how, like, I know when I met your beautiful daughter this past weekend, she's very independent. So has e-learning been pretty like easy for her?
The process itself is easy, but she doesn't like it. She's disconnected from her friends. She would prefer to be, you know, face to face with her instructors and her friends. However, you know, she's creative. So Kara and her friends are making TikToks and all kinds of videos and things nice. Incorporating math, and they're trying their best to make it work.
Lean in.
And I hear her laughing all the time with her friends. So, oh, yeah.
By the way, we were just about to record this. I'm like, shh. Kieran, mom's making a recording. Then I thought, wait a second, if you guys hear him laughing in the background, that's like recreation. In fact, I think it's important. Let's give a couple parenting tips of like what you've done to stay sane during the pandemic as a parent, and then for your individual health. And then maybe we could go through kind of a lineup of what the most common stressors, because even my neighbor said to me, is everyone kind of, we're about to go back to work a little bit. Are you worried about the pandemic or COVID? Can we talk about first your mindful parenting strategies and maybe your own mindful self-care, and then maybe top tips that we're telling people in our practice?
Yeah. So for my daughter and I, we are talking a lot about meditation. We're talking a lot about our quiet time, about getting out and getting some fresh air and walks. And remembering to eat, you know, like 5 small meals a day, and getting in bed at a certain time, even though you really feel like you don't have to, getting up the same time every morning, even though you feel like you really don't have to. So when we both get up earlier than we need to, and we get that quiet time, you know, independently, and we make sure we eat something, and we put on some music, and we start moving around, then we know we're going to have a much better day. This morning, I missed my, I overbooked. I just It was just
no, Andrea, you don't ever do that. No, you don't seize the day, do you?
Oh my goodness. So yeah. So there are days when I get out ahead of my day and meditate and I do my journaling and I just, you know, I have my water and then my lemon water and then my yoga and all, and I can handle things, I think, a lot better, particularly when it's not just me, right? My patients and their, some of my patients are children and teens, and they are having great difficulty. So whether my daughter is having difficulty or not, some days she is, most days she's not, but many of my clients are having difficulty and the parents are like pulling their hair out. Like, and then my adult clients who have executive functioning issues and they're saying, look, this ADHD medicine is not working. I'm accustomed to being in the office with my team where yes. I'm visually stimulated. I have that connectivity and I thrive on that. And we're trying to do this. And so it's not just how I'm handling it and not just how my daughter's handling it, but all day long, the phone calls, I need a new appointment. We need to adjust medicine, or I'm off my medicine, or the natural medicine that was working for me is no longer medicine, no longer working. I think I need a prescription now. So everything is turned on its head. Things that worked before need some tweaking. Supplements and nutrition plans that worked before, the body is now slowed down. The sleep cycle is off.
Yeah. So, okay. So you just said a lot. So I think what happened, I don't know if you felt this. I think initially when we all went into the pandemic, it was like, what's going to happen? What's this? And now it's almost like, I think people are almost getting a little bit more bummed out because they're like, wait, it's not normal. Cause like you look at times of year where it's like a reset and we went into the pandemic in March. And then now we've all started, you know, the world started the school year, the work world, and it feels like, wait, what's our new normal? So what you just said about sleep schedules being off, nutrition being off, a lot of people, I know that one of my dear friends and you know, and she's your dear friend, Jen Schaefer, she mentioned that she started doing this trifecta nutrition. She was, cause she doesn't like to cook like I don't. And so like just doing a hack of nutrition, getting back on track with holistic health. And the one area that I am getting not a good mark on is sleep, but I do pretty well with 6 hours of sleep because I just have that creative edge. But I think sleep is so important for our metabolism, for our health, and then nutrition. I'm back on track. I think one of my neighbors, we were having like tea and a little glass of wine, and a lot of people, the alcohol sales were up. So I think a lot of people I know, people in my practice and friends, people are like cutting back. It's almost like people are like, wait a second, this is our new normal. What do I need to do to adapt while I'm doing e-learning? What do I need to do to adapt while I'm working? And I've got some other things I've done. Like I keep a swimming routine. I have good nutrition. I kind of say, I'm just going to say it because it's late. I sometimes say, fuck it. I'm like, Kieran, you know, I'm like, honey, get most of your work done. We talk to your, you know, teacher and the educational team. Because you don't want a kid, parents out there, we don't want our kids to not want to learn. So I think one of the big things we have to do, whether you have someone Kara's age, you know, that's in high school or Justin in college or elementary like Kieran, is I think we need to all just take a deep breath. And I just say we're all in this together. Have you said that to? Because I say that a lot and that makes me feel better.
I tell my kids it's okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So to be kinder and gentler, you know, to ourselves, cut ourselves some slack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enough. We cannot do all of this. For my son who started the architectural program, he was totally stressed out and feeling overwhelmed and trying to figure out how to see these things on his computer that he would receive instruction in an actual huge lab,
right? Or even I have people in medical school. Or Kieran's birth mom started nursing school, and I saw on her social media saying, yay, I get to go see clients. So I think we have to remember to be gentle and to be kind to our kids. And I love the terms. I've done a show on this called adaptive perfectionism versus restrictive. And I tell myself, because I'm not as good. I mean, well, people would think I am because I'm launching my own shows. I'm creative. I can't wait to talk about like kind of gratitude and creativity are my secrets, like ingredients to success during the pandemic. But I just want this to be a bit more real. Like yesterday, I don't know what was going on with our internet, but I just couldn't even get him on Zoom. And I spent 30 minutes. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, those are patients I could have called. Does the teacher think I'm just flaking? And then we finally got on. I'm like, are you kidding me? Normally I would just drop them off at school. And I don't know if everyone, have you had technical stuff and things where your kids weren't able to do what they needed to do?
Yes. And right now, I mean, just the technical issues of this call right here. I don't even know if you can hear me well.
I can hear you well now, but sometimes you're going in and out. And so I'm like texting you, lean in. And it's like, come on.
Right. But that is what is happening, not only with my children, but with my patients.
Yes.
I had a new patient on Tuesday, and all of a sudden, it just Zoom crashed, you know? So it's either their Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi here, which is usually, you know, okay, or just something has crashed. Some Zoom is not working. It's doing a Zoom thing. And it's so frustrating because I don't have that much time. So yes. To try to reschedule a new client, yes. That's a 2 hour, it was an adolescent. Yes. So that was a 2 hour block.
Yes.
And people on wait lists to get in to see us.
Yes.
There are no openings in the schedule. That one I booked like part through lunch in order to get them in. So so for the kids with Justin, he gets like so upset when the technology just does not work because his mind goes to worst case scenario. And, so I'll take him through, you know, the cognitive reframing to relax and to be able to say, okay, I'm not going to fail this class. I'm not going to, you know, fail out of architecture school. I'm not going to end up homeless. I'm not, you know, 'cause he goes all the way to that. Like, you know, like many, you know, kids who have had some anxiety. So for him, his anxiety in the past was pretty significant. Now, he was doing quite well, but like anyone, you start a new program, you start college, you get married, you move to a new place, you start a new job. It's a whole new reset where anxiety symptoms you used to have, fears, patterns, ways of being you used to have returned. So it's reminding them, hey, you have some tools. Relax, go in there and work it out. With Kara, when she gets frustrated, she doesn't want to be around. She doesn't want to hear the tools. You know, she'll go in her room and she will get quiet and then figure it out herself.
So she's got her way.
Right.
That's awesome. So that's really important, everyone, to not only for ourselves, have that awareness and self-love, and we like to give back to others if we can, but self-regulation and self-efficacy. And I think we need to be gentle. I remember someone early on that's also, she's a therapist. She said, gosh, I told my clients that it's okay if your processing speed's different during the pandemic. There's something about being like in a certain environment for so many hours. And I think, you know, you and I are proponents of fresh air, nature, fitness, good nutrition, and sleep. But I think we have to also be easy on ourselves. And maybe like, I think you told me before we jumped on the call, or maybe when we were trying to like re-record because we were having technical issues, that you said tonight you were like already feeling like, let's get in bed, let's leave that stack of charts or notes kind of undone, because you did self-regulation. You realized that your cup was already overflowing. And you and I even checked in. We didn't even know if we were going to record this. But we thought we just wanted to be real. Like, how is your pandemic, Dr. Andrea? And it sounds like there's been very busy patient schedule and you're just juggling, you know, being a mom, and like I am very busy, but then also I don't know, but creativity for me has been like the most exciting part of this pandemic. I've been like really, really like that's what fuels my soul. How about you?
Well, you know, I love writing, you know, the children's books, and some other books have come to mind as well. So I've enjoyed that. But what's really been fun, you know, clients who, you know, who've been in my practice for a long, long time, you know, they know I have the nutritionist background as well. They know I do the nutrition plans for people, and they haven't been really that welcoming of like supplements and the holistic, you know, piece. Mm-hmm. However, during the pandemic, people who were formerly resistant are now open. And I'm talking to them I'm talking to them about things like, because you know, I don't prescribe benzodiazepines. I don't prescribe Xanax and Valium and those types of things. I know that there are ways to manage otherwise, right? And so if I give them the tools, however, they're so interested in the adaptogens, you know, how B complex to treat adrenal fatigue. Like I've talked about adrenal fatigue more in the past month or two than I have in like years.
So take us through that, what your top supplements are for different things that maybe people have been dealing with. And I think, you know, we're talking about the importance of our immune system, staying healthy, getting sleep, so that if we are exposed to COVID or the flu or something, that our immune system's ready to go. So it makes sense to me that people are more interested.
Right. So first is, you know, understanding, you know, the brain and body like to be fueled consistently. So a lot of people are doing intermittent fasting, or they're doing keto programs, and I've done some other podcasts talking specifically about those things. Mm-hmm. And there's a time and a place for them. But in general, you know, your body doesn't want to be in keto year round, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to intermittent fast for months and months and months and months. So when you're not doing those things for some medical reason, or you need to lose weight in a certain way that you've discussed with your physician, then usually I'm recommending 5 small meals where you're in those. You're combining your complex carbs and lean protein in appropriate percentages so that you get optimal brain health, optimal energy, vitality, etc. But for some people, they are experiencing a degree of stress and anxiety from the pandemic. You know, the adrenals are constantly pushing out cortisol, stress hormone, through the body. So at some point, you're going to experience what's called adrenal fatigue. Now, this is not adrenal insufficiency or adrenal disease. It's not Cushing's or Addison, anything like that, right, Denise? It's right. Just fatigue. But it can look just like PMS. It can look like you're perimenopausal. For men, it could look like you don't have energy. For any low energy, poor focus, foggy head. As I said, can look hormone-like, but when in its mildest form, you can exercise and feel better. You know, you can, you know, the brain can clear, that fog can clear, your energy can improve. But once you've been stressed for this period of time, the length of this pandemic, most people have moved over into the more severe form of adrenal fatigue, and exercise is not going to. It doesn't improve it. You're still sluggish and slowed down and foggy head and having problems with memory and focus and calculations and creativity. So for this, I recommend, you know, for mild, especially removing caffeine. So, or substituting green tea for the coffee, trying to reduce that and convert over to green tea and adding a B complex in the morning. If it's more severe, and let's say you've been doing a B complex for some weeks and you know that you're eating properly over the day, you know your sleep cycle is not reversed, which can cause some of these issues, meaning you're sleeping when it's dark and you're awake when it's light. At that point, if you're still experiencing the symptoms of adrenal fatigue, that's when I discuss the adaptogens. So the adaptogens that I usually recommend are ashwagandha, licorice, licorice the candy, and mm-hmm. also a Siberian ginseng / Asian ginseng mix. So those are things you can find at Whole Foods. You can find them at vitamin stores. You can find them.
Idea, and this isn't for tonight because I want to respect your own adrenal fatigue. Maybe what we could do is you could write like Dr. Best shopping list for adrenal fatigue or something like that. What do you think of that?
Sure. I mean, we have shows on natural ways to treat anxiety, natural ways to treat depression. I always say in terms of executive functioning, the natural remedies don't work as well for ADHD as they work for anxiety and depression. I can treat anxiety and depression without a prescription.
Yes. Yeah, so I think the other thing too is like who takes care of the doctor. And so I think for me tonight, making this decision to still do this call with you, we were actually mindful because we were like, should we do this? Should we not? And then for me, I have to get my fitness in and my exercise. And besides like all the different supplements and nutrition hacks, I think for people, like I was giving people like, what kind of things make you happy with fashion? Are you getting dressed? Are you keeping that kind of routine? And so I entertain myself, you know, I've got my Reiki candles. I make sure I wear cute outfits. I listen to good music when I'm outside. My son and I have time where we just goof around. And then that comment of we're all in this together is a big, helpful kind of mindful restructuring. And then a lot of people, I think I want to discuss this with you too, is you know how certain people have different age groups or different risk factors for COVID. And I don't know if you can lean in again, but I had, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you great. So I had someone, and by the way, she and I went out to dinner and it was lovely, but I'm in a blended family in different home situation. And so everyone's quarantine or social distancing might like look different. So I've heard a lot of people complain about, well, this person's not doing this, or I believe in masks, or I don't believe in masks. And one thing that I tell everyone is, your pandemic's your pandemic, so that we don't judge, because we know we've got the data about, you know, wearing masks, but you know, some people have a bigger quarantine crew than others. And I have my way I'm doing it where I work from home. I only have one person in our home. And I think I've had, you know, you come visit for my birthday. So I'm like strategic and then mostly outside pretty much. And, you know, I also try to, if I do see people, I make sure that they're kind of doing a similar social distancing to the best that we can, right? And like, I know when your daughter was out doing the protests, I think you and I were like, oh, okay, then we shouldn't meet in person. So like you go out into the big bad world, out of your cave or your hunger, you know, you're out of your Hunger Games district. And then I go back in and then I like make sure, you know, okay, I'm not getting a fever, I'm not getting sick. And then I just kind of like almost like social isolate for 5 days at home just with my son. So are you doing some of these similar things too?
I am, because I have to get out on my bike. You know, I have a spinner indoors and I have my yoga things indoors and I can do my yoga AM, PM, you know, videos and things. But I have to get out there and, you know, here in Santa Monica, there's so many people going to the beach on the bike paths, you know, running. So if I'm running, I'm going to be around people. If I'm biking, I'm going to be around people. So it's not so comfortable wearing a mask, but I do it because I have to get out there. I need that physical outlet. And I need my girlfriends. I need my friends, you know. I need to go see a male friend. So it's important that, you know, when we do that, we are social distancing, because I have my daughter here. So when I come back, I want to feel comfortable that I'm, you know, using safe practices. My daughter is safe, and I want this to be over soon. So
I think gratitude is one of the big things that when I'm talking to my patients about mindful awareness and myself, like, what are all the things that are going right? You know, because sometimes you're like, you can think, and I know some people are out of work, they're going and dipping into their savings. I talked to one of my neighbors and she was feeling a little bit guilty, like that she still has a job and other people don't. And I think we have to, if we have food, shelter, and clothing, and if we're like very blessed like that, like how can we help someone else out?
So right. I think the generosity piece is huge.
Yeah.
Appreciation and generosity, you know, the giving piece, no matter what has happened, you know, we all have the ability to give to someone else. There's so many people in need, a neighbor, a friend. A meal, just helping with bills, helping with childcare, helping with technology.
So can we talk about those who I will say, we're doing this where we're like, wow, we had a week, we had patient emergencies. My son's not thriving with e-learning. I think a lot of kids are not thriving, but I've been thriving with creativity. And I feel like the more I handle things as a doctor, because that's kind of cruise control for us, I think, at this point. Not to sound like, I don't want to diminish my abilities to heal and help, but I'm like a pro at handling people that are suicidal. I mean, you tell me, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, know what to do, what to say, how to empower, hopeful, you know, keep people out of the hospital, pick the right combination of tools in the toolbox. But for then me, my balancing act is not only nature and swimming, but then this creative side of having more time, because I'm not going to the office, I'm not in the car, there's not as many transitions. So I know you've been doing tons of writing, and then I'm so excited. We haven't formally launched, but we've been kind of hinting at it. You know, I want to talk about that Ascension Media, but what do you think, has creativity helped balance the stress of being a mother and also as a doctor? Has it helped you? Because it certainly helped me.
Yes. So, you know, I remember writing in the call room, you know, during residency. I remember writing, goodness, I've been writing since I was in the seventh grade. I love it. And it flows. It flows. It's fun again to write. There's definitely a bit more purpose in it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm writing.
Lean in. Can you lean in?
Sure. So it's fun.
Right. Tell us what you're writing about, children's books.
Fun. It's fun. Right. So writing the children's books and showing through them ways that kids alchemize, the way kids.
I'm glad you just said alchemize, because we did all those shows about alchemy. Let's go. So for Dr. Best and I, you know, we like to bridge East meets West, and really the alchemy for us is like transcending. So like we all go through times of our day of being mindfully aware. Am I hungry? Am I upset? Am I sad? So it's like going from that state of awareness and alchemizing and having the best outcome. So I say crisis stabilization and thrive, but I think I literally know how to use the energy. If someone's feeling sad or depressed, I can clear it. So I do something like clearings in between appointments where I hit reset on my mind. And you can do this, whether you can teach your child how to do this, to kind of sit in a different way, get up, get a little fresh air, take deep breaths, deep belly breaths. And you talked about writing. For me, all the different shows, I dream now, and even more so in color. And I have clear vision. And when I'm swimming, I see all these different creativity loops. I see infinity loops. And I'm like, oh, I need to introduce this person to this person. So one thing I was going to say is that I feel like from a mental wellness standpoint and alchemizing is that if you want to find your own personal thrive, find out what you want to do in your free time and do a lot more of it. So I prescribe happiness. I prescribe joy. And I think you and I, we met each other at a time where we're like, okay, let's have fun with all these ways that we can kind of take our knowledge and wisdom out of the office and into the world. And I have to tell you, I've had so much fun since we've reconnected.
Same. Just, I mean, I can't even tell you, but it is something that I did ask for 2020 in January. It was intentional.
Lean in.
I'm going to have fun. I'm going to be purposeful in that fun. I'm going to work with some like-minded women to uplift and encourage and to address the needs of not just our children, but all children.
Yes.
So it's exciting what we're doing, what we've been working on. My writing is the ideas come at like midnight or in the morning when I wake up. You know, I'm waking up at 4:44 again. I'm like, no. And then I'm like, yes.
Oh yeah. And so I think for everyone, make sure whether it's you have your parenting hat on, your friend hat on, your sibling, or, you know, you're the daughter or son. I think it's so important. Like with everything going on in the world, we have to create our own universes and we have to be in charge of our own happiness. And I think people are realizing, because if you just turn on the news, it's like, oh my gosh, did we just land from another universe into this, you know, Armageddon meets civil unrest meets, okay, another country's throwing another country under the bus. And then just people that I would have never imagined getting like awards that don't even make sense or nominated for awards. And so to me, we have to make sense of our own integrity and our own creativity and our own happiness. And so I don't know, I think we could probably wrap up in a bit, maybe giving like some of the top tips of the week that you might have given to your kids, yourself, or your patients. But if there's anything else you want to add about like how's your pandemic treating you?
I would say to wrap up again, remember I said January 2020, I was intentional about what I wanted to create this year. And even though all of these things have happened, I am creating, I've created amazing new friendships, business partners who are like-minded and high vibration. I'm creating children's books that are much better than the ones I created the year before without the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So what is it you want to create? What do you vision for yourself, for your family? How would that feel to have it? So just, you know, to think about it, vision it, and feel how it would feel having it.
So I want to give people some tips because you talked about focused intention, and I encourage my patients and myself and my friends to figure out their kind of neuro style or their way they access that higher level of awareness. Mm-hmm. And so when I light the candles for me personally, that connects to my source, higher power. And then I have different notebooks, kind of like a mad scientist. I've got my butterfly kind of intuitive notebook. Then I've got my adult boring stuff notebook. And so that focused intention that you're talking about, I do write things that I want to have happen, or I think things, and then I really do manifest it in real time. But you have to do the work. And the work is really just to be mindful that this is the only moment we have right now. And if you want to stay vibrationally high in your thoughts to attract the things that you've attracted this year, Andrea, and that you help your clients and your family to attract, we have to pay attention. In fact, we even did that tonight. We were having technical difficulties and our voices didn't sound. We were so tired. I was like, oh my gosh, I would never listen to that show. So like we literally like laughed that we were having technology issues and we started over. And that's an example of being mindfully aware and then focused intention. We wanted to release something that was just like, just, hey, this is how the pandemic is. So I think you're right about that being focused. And also I think a lot of people are finding that they're having more quality time with the people that they really kind of want to go out of their Hunger Games district. So people, if you can't fly on a plane right now, you're finding out who you want to go hang out with in that back garden, or like what we've done with some of the ladies at that Ascension retreat over in Palisades with Bev, you know? So have you found that like more like focused in your friendships and your kind of quarantine crew?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm so protective of my time. I protect my meditation time. I protect my time to write in my books, my, you know, appreciation journal, my visioning journal. I protect my time with my daughter. I protect my time with my son. You know, I force them to, to spend some time, you know, with me, and, or at the beginning of the pandemic. Now I don't have to because the relationships have just flourished during this period of time. But, and I have so many friends and loved ones, but I will tell you, I've been very, you know, picky from the standpoint of if I'm only going to go out this period of time, if I'm going to social distance, I have to drive, I have to do all these things. These are the quality friendships. These are the friendships that I created. These are not the friendships that I had in my 20s. You know, it's a very different relationship that I have with each of my friends now.
Yeah. So I think it's a good time. This is a good time to reflect on what really matters. And I love it. Even if you just send me, I know your new website's looking so beautiful. If you want to send me just a list of some of the kind of the nutrition and supplements or a link to an article you wrote or another show, I would love that, you know? And, you know, I just want everyone to remember that Dr. Best and I, we kind of drop F-bombs every now and then. We're not perfect, but we do our best. And then that's when you, right? I actually laugh at the things. I'm like, okay, I really should. I don't know about you, but I don't have anyone. Like, I'm really just on my own with like cleaning the house, managing everything, like all of us, if you're, you know, you're doing your social distance. So I don't know. I give myself some grace and some flexibility. So I think that's another important tip I'd like to give, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, and if an F-bomb falls, it falls, because there are just times, you know, I'll read the news, like, you know, today is September 10th. Mm-hmm. And so I don't have to give the specifics, but I read about someone being nominated for a particular award. Well, they just had the rain. I was raining F-bombs all over this place. And I might have thrown something as well. I don't know. But then
I think it's just funny. I literally look at it like we're in a Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, like, okay, dark energy versus light energy. It's like, what does this universe even mean? You know, like, so then it's like you have to control your own. And I call them strategic F-bombs. So it sounds like you know how to use that F-bomb where you're not like swearing at someone. It's just to get that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I
don't have my boxing bag now because I moved and it was just too much to move. But, it, you know, so if I had that, or perhaps I could have gone out, I could have run, you mm-hmm. know, I could have biked. There are a number of things, but in that moment.
Can I tell you something? I did something today. Andrea and I, we're going to launch this within like 2 to 3 days. So it's September 10th in the evening. We had like a really cool meeting about a show we're launching, which we'll talk, we'll just won't say what it is. But I literally was like looking at the clock going, oh my gosh, this meeting, I love these ladies, but I'm going to get fined if I don't go swim. And I needed to swim because I had so much stress in the last 48 hours. I kind of left the meeting like that. For me, that was actually an example of self-care. You know, one of the other ladies like, can I show you this right now? I'm like, nope, because I got to go swim.
Right.
And right. I remember just like the old me would have possibly just sat there and then maybe gone at the end. And at least I got And then I made the decision to not go under because I had another meeting. But I'm like, Denise, just walk back and forth, get exercise, be outside. So I think everyone, make sure you stay in your lane with your wellness strategies. And if you've gotten off that track, get right back on. Lean in before that,
we so you had a clear boundary, you know. Mm-hmm. I ran beforehand. I think maybe I don't know if Kathleen had her time beforehand as well, but you said three times that you had that swim appointment.
And I have to, if you don't get it, you're only right. there for 50 minutes. You just lose the appointment. I'm like, oh, I only got half of my appointment. And I'm like, then my own reframing, that's the adaptive perfectionism. And I alchemize, like, get out there. I was so happy I did it. So I think that's the other thing too, right? You saw me, like, boundary. I stood up for my exercise.
Exactly. That's a clear boundary. You shouldn't have had to say it three times because all you had to do was say, okay, so any remaining items we'll cover those in the next meeting. And plus we actually went over all of those items.
We did. Yeah. We did it. We had a really productive meeting.
Right. But we're all perfectionists and wanting to make it even, you want to put a bow on top when actually you needed to go swimming. I needed to go get my protein drink because I ran before the meeting.
And I need to do that now. I didn't have my protein, right?
Yes. So I'm like, this is going to descend into some craziness if I do not get some protein and something in my body soon. So it is just a matter of really the boundaries, not being so nice or so perfectionistic that you allow, because we've allowed some really long meetings and, you know, other times we've allowed things with spouses or we allow with our kids or we give in and relent when just having a steady boundary.
I thought we were going to wrap this up, but I just want to finish this because this is what you're saying is so profound. One of the biggest things I've learned about my own neuro style, which is like we all process and perceive things in unique ways. You were talking about how all of us ladies like really want to deliver and we're having fun and perfectionism. I have really learned how to say no and also postpone and use discernment because I love so many people. Like we have so much that we're attracting of people who want to work with us. And it's like we've decided that we have to get the core essentials. It's like what I'm going to use this as a microcosm of you running your own family, or you running your own school, running your own company. You have to stay with your core health values, physically and mentally. You have to honor universal truths, and you have to realize that there's a time and place, so that there's sacredness, and you can say no. It can mean not yet. And so I think even right now, I want to like have people, you know, find out where they can reach you, and I'll put the link to your new site. But like now I'm like, okay, gosh, I'm glad we did the show. I'm going to go get some protein. I need to put music on. I need to sleep. I need to actually maybe go outside and get some fresh air because I'm feeling like I didn't get enough fresh air in the evening time. So your fact about boundaries, I think that when people have this pandemic and you're at home more, you realize what matters to you and what doesn't. Right. So thank you. Thank you, Dr. Best. Are you going to go to sleep Dr. now?
No, I'm going to go and connect with my daughter, and then I'm going to do a guided meditation because I think I'm going to need a little bit more guidance tonight to sleep. You know, I have a lot of things that came up during the day and a lot of people who, you know, friends and family members who contacted me that I didn't get an opportunity to return their calls or their texts. So that doesn't
me too. The same thing.
So I'm not going to be able to just lay down, you know, or lie down and be able to go peacefully into that. So I know I'm going to use some guidance tonight. And, you know, I'm going to do my prayer and my appreciation journal, get my glass of water, and then do my guided meditation.
That sounds great. I can hear your little voice. So I'm sending you love. I'm sending everyone else love. And remember we're all in this together. And okay, sweet dreams. It'll probably be morning or whatever time it's going to be when you listen to this. But you actually sometimes I don't even know what time it is during the pandemic or what day it is. I'm like, what time is it? Like, right?
What day is it? I don't know.
What day is it? It's tomorrow, Friday.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Now,
am I supposed to be working today or not? You know, can I run before I see a patient or what? That's all I need to know.
Exactly. Okay. Well, thank you. And we'll do another show soon. Okay. Hey, everyone. Have a great week. Bye.